You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Presented by Raytheon Technologies, our nearly 200,000 engineers, researchers, and people with purpose are building the future today. We're pushing the limits of known science to go deeper into space, advance aviation, and build smarter defense systems that protect all of us here at home. That's the future of aerospace and defense. Learn more at rtx.com.
The most interesting thing in tech? The story of a Turkish mathematician named Erdal Arıkan, who for years toiled over what seemed like a very obscure mathematical problem. The question was one laid out by Claude Shannon in 1948, which is, if you transmit information at extremely high speeds, how do you not also transmit noise? Because you accelerate information flow past a certain point, clutter gets kind of tangled up in it. So you can transmit information extremely quickly, or you can transmit information extremely purely. It's quite hard to do both. So Arıkan spent years and years and years puzzling this over. What's the answer? What are the limits? And then, after many, many years, he had a eureka moment. He realized that what you could do is you could create two channels, one which was effectively the noise channel, and one the information channel. And so you set this up, you transmit your information, and you do it in such a way that the noise gets kind of put off to the side in the noise channel. And at the end of repeating this process many times, you have basically a pure channel and a noisy channel. And it's a great way to send information. It's called polar codes. When Arıkan solved it, he was delighted. He had a paper to publish. He'd solved his life's passion. And maybe he thought that would be the end of it. But then Huawei noticed. And they said, oh, this is pretty important for network science. And over time, Huawei got more patents than everybody else on polar codes and built this as a foundational technology into 5G. And it's one of the reasons why Huawei has moved so quickly and building the infrastructure for telecommunications across the world. And it's interesting for a couple of reasons. One, it shows the way obscure mathematical theory can be built into the biggest problems in the world today. It shows the value of persistence, even if you're working on a project that may seem irrelevant. And it also counters the narrative that Huawei just steals tech. In this case, Huawei just happened to notice and read a paper written by a Turkish information scientist that other people missed. So there you are, polar codes, at the center of 5G technology, some of the most consequential technology in the world today. That's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.